This Week in Health with Dr. Declan Matthews, kindly sponsored by the Clockgate Pharmacy.
Good afternoon. I'm joined here by Dr. Matthews, and he's going to give his weekly update on COVID. Declan, how are you?
I'm very good, Liz. Thanks a million.
That's good. The first thing we're going to discuss is the change to the rollout of the vaccine. Can you explain this a little?
Yeah, they've decided instead of doing, they've changed it slightly in the fact that what they're going to do next, once we finish doing the over 70s, which should be in all over 70s by about 2 weeks' time, should have had their first dose at least. Thereafter, they're going to start concentrating on the at-risk patients. That's patients, diabetics who are poorly controlled, whose diabetes is poorly controlled. I mean, people who are overweight. These are sort of high-risk patients, so they're going to start doing those, and they're actually, we're trying to draw up lists of those in our practices at the moment.
Do you think this is the right way to go?
I do and I don't. I do think certainly the at-risk need to be done, and that's no problem. It's thereafter that I'm slightly worried about, because thereafter, once they're done, then they're talking about just doing it by age groups. I still feel the Gardaí should be done. I really do. There's about 15,000-16,000 Gardaí in the country. They're putting their lives at risk every day, and it's all right for people to say that age is your biggest risk factor. But I would think being exposed to the virus is another big risk factor, and that's certainly something that they are.
Yeah, and I also think, like, I think what's kind of great some people is, like, they set out these 15 cohorts and now they're saying, oh, it's too difficult to do it that way.
Yeah, but they keep changing. They keep changing it, which is confusing for everybody, I think. But as I say, I really think it's a no-brainer to do 16,000 Gardaí in the country, and then maybe do teachers, and then start getting everybody after that, because we do want the schools to stay open. We do want people to continue attending school. The only way you're going to do that is to make it safe for everyone.
Yeah. Was it second doses given out in your own practice this morning?
This morning, it's still going on. I'd say it probably will be till about 6 o'clock. They're doing 120 some second doses for the over 85s. There's about 60 something of those. And then the rest will be the over 75s first dose.
Have you had any refusals?
Not hugely. One or two people are a little bit worried about it. Let's put it that way. I don't think we've had any huge amount of refusals, but everybody has a right to take it or not to take it. Some people are terrified of needles, remember. So the mere fact, it's nothing to do with COVID. They're just afraid of getting an injection. Yeah. And that's very tough if you have that sort of a fear in you. And it's very hard to help people in that way.
OK, cases are declining this week, but NPHET have said that cases could rise to 2,000 a day by the end of April. Can you see this happening, and should they have held off easing restrictions if this is the case?
I think you had to ease off restrictions. I think everybody's getting totally fed up of the restrictions at this stage. We all are. Everybody listening today, and you and I and everybody is. And we're all getting a little bit careless with restrictions, let's face it. So I think they had to give us something. Now, my God, they didn't give us much, and they're giving it as they're drip feeding it, like, you know, a little bit next week, a little bit the week after. I really don't see why the golfers can't play golf. I really don't. I don't see any logic in holding out on that. But yet they seem to. It's like being back at school where they decide, you know, if you're good, we'll give you this. But if you're not good, this might happen. And like, we're adults, let's face it.
Yeah, I feel personally I've got nothing out of the easing of restrictions. Did you get anything out of it?
No, I didn't get anything out of it. I won't for a while yet. Mm-hmm. The main thing I'll get out of it is that my wife will be able to go golf.
That's good. What do you think about what happened last week with the Beacon Hospital giving vaccines to 20 staff from a private school where the hospital CEO children attend? And it has now come to light that the CEO of the VHI also received a vaccine from there.
I thought it was awful. I have to say, I thought it was dreadful. We get guidelines. We get the guidelines in triplicate almost, who we're to vaccinate. And like, people will come to us and sort of say, oh, doc, you know, don't forget me. We have guidelines. We have strict guidelines to follow. And I know the Beacon claim that they're sort of, they had vaccines left over. Funny that they had vaccines left over and the people could come. Is it 13 kilometres away that school was?
Yeah.
And funny that the CEO's kids went to that school. I just think it stinks, to tell you nothing but the truth.
Yeah, it was. It was terrible. My next question now is a little bit of a bone of contention with me. Wasn't the vaccine supposed to be the answer to all of our problems? If this is the case, then why can't a person residing in a nursing home go to the shop if they are fully vaccinated? What is the problem? It is a bit like they're being held prisoner.
Yeah, and I can understand where you're coming from. And if the people are vaccinated, they should be allowed out, sort of, and allowed to do things you would have thought. I think the problem is that just nobody's going to make the decision, you know, that it's safe. No, nobody seems to say that, you know, if you've been vaccinated, well, I can catch it and I can pass it on to anybody, even though our logic would suggest that that is the way it should be. But nobody seems to be willing to come out and say that. So people are playing it very, very safe. Now imagine if somebody was allowed out and they got the COVID. Imagine they'd be on the Joe Duffy show for the next 3 years talking about it, you know. And so I think just people are afraid to make decisions sometimes in case of a backlash if it goes wrong.
Okay, in good news out this week, they've now said that a person that has been vaccinated cannot transmit the disease to somebody else.
Yeah, and now they're going to, and they're saying now that if you have sort of people who are vaccinated can meet, which
two,
is...
and that's another thing too, like, so why can't 10, if they're all vaccinated, why can't 10 of us get together? Why only two?
It goes back to what I say. People are afraid to sort of make these sort of decisions just because they're afraid that if it goes wrong somewhere along the way, they'll be crucified.
Okay. What do you think of the mandatory quarantine, and is it too little too late?
Absolutely, it's too little too late. And how mandatory is it when three people escaped from it last week,
that
you know?
It was very funny.
It was very funny, but it's crazy. You know, it just shouldn't be happening. I certainly bet that never happened in Australia, where they put them into hotels, left them in hotels in remote areas, or not, they weren't all remote, but they certainly left them in hotels. I know I have a brother-in-law who went into quarantine in Australia, and it was strict. It was very, very strict.
Yeah. How do you think people will cope when we finally return to normal?
I think, and I know sort of this worries you. I think we'll all return to normal. I think it'll be slow, it'll be gradual, but I think we will. The summer is coming. I think sort of, you know, our folk memories won't last that long. I still think we'll be cautious. I think we'll be cautious into next year. But believe you me, things will be back to normal. And as soon as they are, yes, we'll look back on all this. It's been an absolutely dreadful time, but we'll say thank God it's over.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, Declan, thanks very much.
Thanks.